flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Keith, why don't you give us all the options on this year's Hall of Fame ballot? Approaching 30 names, something
like
that?
Yeah, I think it's a 28-man ballot for the 2025 Baseball Hall of Fame. Tonight around 6, we'll find out who is going in. The names in alphabetical order, as if to not to sway the audience.
Yeah.
Bobby Abreu, Carlos Beltran, Mark Burley, Carlos Gonzalez, Curtis Granderson, Felix Hernandez, Torrey Hunter, Adam Jones, Andrew Jones, Ian Kinsler, Russell Martin, Brian McCann, Dustin Pedroia, Andy Pettit, Hanley Ramirez, Manny Ramirez, Fernando Rodney, Alex Rodriguez, Francisco Rodriguez, Jimmy Rollins, CeCe Sabathia, Ichiro Suzuki, Troy Tulowitzki, Chase Utley, Omar Vizquel, Billy Wagner, David Wright, and Ben Zobrist.
A lot of nice players, not a Hall of Famers, or not a lot of Hall of Famers that I hear there.
It's a lot of guys that are teetering on, they're not random enough for random baseball player, but they might be decent. Like, if I did Ben Zobrist.
I feel like we've said Ben Zobrist.
We've guessed Ben Zobrist so many times, but he hasn't actually been the random baseball player of the day.
I don't know if any of these guys have actually been random baseball player of the day, but maybe Fernando Rodney was. I'd have to check our master list at this point.
But ideally, if you're a borderline Hall of Famer, you're too good to be a random baseball player of the day.
Yeah,
I think that's true.
But they also stretch they don't need to have this many guys on the ballot.
I think our all-fish team was more likely to be a random baseball player of the day.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
Tim Salmon.
Yep. Dan Ball in the hallway was like Catfish Hunter. I'm like, that's a good one.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
All that random, but no. but someone more on the
Nick
all
said
fish
Mike Karp.
That is a great one. Random.
Mike Karp
would be
a
random
call.
Baseball player of the day and on the all fish team. For
all right,
sure.
So our ballots, these are the most important ballots you're gonna read about today. The five of us. Jones, myself, Billy, Nick, and Terp.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're unanimous, Hall of Famer. And if they get on 4 of the 5 ballots, that would be 80%. The Baseball Writers Association, you need 75%.
Yeah, the threshold for the BBWAA is 75%.
We have a higher threshold.
Well, you got to be on 4 out of 5 ballots to get into the composite Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the stodgy person keeping people out, I think, is what I'm going to be.
I don't know, Jones. You know me, I like a small hall.
Yeah, well, I know you claim to like a small hall. Let's see. Why don't you go first? Let's see where your ballot is actually at.
All right, my no-brainer Hall of Famers would be Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez, and Ichiro. Those are the three no-brainers. I do have 2 other votes.
Okay, hang on. Give this to me again.
So Manny Ramirez, Alex Rodriguez, who have both been held out, obviously, because of roids, and people are all upset about it. These are two examples of guys that aren't just alleged roid guys. These guys have been suspended. But I always go back to this. At any point during the rules of suspension, did it say makes them ineligible for the Hall of Fame?
No.
The answer is no. Over the last 25 years, how many players have any of us seen better than those two? Not many. Not many. And the ones that are better are walked right into the Hall of Fame. So I think those two are no-brainers. Ichiro, incredible career. I think deserves to be in there. MVP his first year with the majors was just, he was fun to watch. He was a different type of player. Rocket for an arm in right field. A little bit of a slap hitter, sure, but guy had like a million hits. Fun player. I think those are the three no-brainers in my humble opinion. The other two that I ended up putting in are both pitchers. I went CeCe Sabathia for, first of all, Hoss of the Week, Hoss of the Month, Hoss of the Year. all the time.
Let's wait to see if he actually gets in tonight.
I know.
And see it. So then we can make him Hoss of the Week. Yeah.
So he won the Cy Young in 2007. He had a top three finish in the Cy, two top fours, and a top five. He had one of the most unbelievable runs when he got traded from Cleveland to Milwaukee, where they pitched him every single day, and including the playoffs, just put the team on the back and was fun to watch. He was a part of the 09 World Series team. He was a ALCS MVP, six-time All-Star. He also has 251 career wins. We're not going to see a lot of guys get anywhere in that ballpark going forward.
That to me, outside of the Cy Young finish and the top five finishes, that to me is the biggest argument for Sabathia, the wins.
I thought, yeah, so I have Sabathia in there. I know there are some holes against him. And then the other guy I went with is Felix Hernandez, King Felix. So he was a Cy Young winner, finished runner-up twice, finished fourth, seventh, and eighth. Over a like an 8-year span, where he was a 6-time All-Star, led the league in ERA twice. Obviously, doesn't have the career wins, has a bunch of strikeouts, and I thought was filthy. Like, he was dominant for that stretch, like 09 to 15. He was one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in baseball. So that one is certainly not. I could see people going the other way on it, but for me, I have Felix Hernandez in. So those are my five guys. I'll let you guys go, and then I'll give you my toughest omission after, but
okay.
Why don't you go next?
So Rich Keefe has five, A-Rod, Manny, Ichiro, Sabathia, and King Felix. I have three. I have the first three you mentioned. A-Rod, Manny, those two are no-brainers to me. The only thing keeping them out is steroids, which shouldn't keep them out, wouldn't keep them out in my Hall of Fame. Those two should have been in a long, long time ago. So really, if the baseball writers did their job, I'd only be voting one person in, first time on the ballot, Ichiro. That's it. And even him, I just don't feel like really digging in my heels and arguing about it. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to get steamrolled anyway on the vote. Even Ichiro, I don't think is airtight.
You think he'll be unanimous?
Unanimous? No.
There's only been one unanimous ever.
Correct.
So.
I'm going to say no. But now that the floodgates have opened on having a unanimous player, I think there will be more in the future. I don't think he's one of them. But so far, we have two votes each for A-Rod, Manny, Ichiro. Keefe, you also have Sabathia and King Felix on your list. Why don't we have Billy Lanny go next? Who'd you vote for, Billy?
All right, King Felix on the list. Keefe explained why. I also went with Andrew Jones.
Okay.
Loved watching him as a player. Those Braves teams were awesome. Came up as might have been barely 18 years old and immediately contributed to the success of those Braves teams. So he's on my list. Andy Pettit. Never wanted to face him in the playoffs as a Red Sox fan. You know, regular season was meh, but I think what he did in the playoffs puts him on that list.
You have Pettit in?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have Pettit in.
Okay.
I have Manny, doesn't need explanation. Mm-hmm. A-Rod, doesn't need explanation. And the same with Sabathia and Ichiro. So Felix, Andrew Jones, Andy Pettit, Manny, Alex Rodriguez, CC Sabathia, and Ichiro.
Okay.
That's seven?
Seven
on your ballot. Okay.
Total. No, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it's seven.
No, he has seven.
Seven.
Okay.
Seven!
I'm trying to keep a full tally here as we go. Nick, why don't you give us your ballot, and then I'll give us Terps, because I have Terps.
I also had seven. I had Felix Hernandez for everything Keith detailed. Like, for an 8-year stretch, he was the most dominant pitcher in baseball. Andrew Jones, because now every time a top prospect comes up, they're like, oh, he's the next Andrew Jones. You don't get that if you're not a great player.
Does that happen every time a prospect comes up?
If you see a top prospect comes up, it's like, oh, he's the next Jackson Holliday is like he could be compared to Andrew Jones when he was on his way up. Okay. You don't get that if you're just some run-of-the-mill player.
He was filthy in the outfield. Like, everybody talks about, like, the Jim Edmonds crazy catches, but Andrew Jones was as good a defensive center fielder as there was for, like, 10 years.
He came up when he was, like, 18 or 19.
Super young.
Made an impact in a World Series.
Socking dingers.
Yeah. Okay, so, Nick, I've heard two of them. Felix
and
Andrew Jones.
Manny, A-Rod, I had CeCe. Ichiro and Billy Wagner. Billy Wagner, he was eighth all-time in saves. I kind of feel like if you're in the top 10 in all-time, you should probably be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And it's his last year, so toss him a pity vote.
I'm sorry, you said yes on Sabathia?
Sabathia, Ichiro, and Billy Wagner.
And Wagner. Okay, that's our first vote for Billy Wagner. I'm sorry, Billy Wagner, you will not be making the Jones and
Keith
Show.
Got a vote, though.
He did.
A little bit from a Red Sox great, Billy Wagner.
Okay.
What does Terp have?
Seven is the lucky number. Terp also has seven.
Wow.
You ready?
Yeah.
He has Carlos Beltran.
So I'm surprised nobody else voted for him. He was my toughest admission.
He was?
I was shocked. Yeah, I thought I've always, and maybe it was because of those playoff moments in Houston. Remember the year in Houston in 04 where he homered like every game?
Yes.
He was wild. He had a really long career. I always remember him being really good, but I looked this up. I'm a big proponent of where do you finish in the MVP and the Cy Young, because it's a good indication on like how you were for that era. He only had two top 10 MVP finishes in his career, and he played for 20 years. So he has good, like if you add up all of his stats, the dude has 435 career home runs. He was a career 279 hitter, had some big moments along the way, was an all-star 9 times. But yeah, I have him out.
Okay.
Who else does Terp have?
So he has Andrew Jones. Okay. Echoing Billy and Nick, that's 3 votes for Andrew Jones, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
He has Manny and A-Rod, check, along with Sabathia and Ichiro. So I think Sabathia is going to sneak in. Ichiro, Manny, and A-Rod, I believe, are all unanimous. And then he also has Billy Wagner.
Okay.
On his list.
The young guns loving the closers. Yeah. Going Billy Wagner.
So let me
Billy
just make Wagner. Sure I have everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, and Beltran is who he had on his list.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think Manny, A-Rod, and Ichiro are the 3 unanimous from our show. And then I think Sabathia and Felix each got 4 votes, right?
No, I think Felix only got 3.
Okay. So Sabathia.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Felix was not on mine and not on Terps, so Sabathia. So we have the
4 Hall of Famers.
The 3 unanimous and CC Sabathia in as a 4th Hall of Famer.
It's not bad.
Also
from the show?
Also receiving votes. Yeah. Again, Felix got 3. Andrew Jones got 3. Billy Wagner only 2. Like, Billy Wagner's going to get in.
You think?
Not in my Hall of Fame. Billy Wagner got what percent of the vote last year?
Yeah,
he got like 70% of the vote last year.
Yeah, you're right.
So Billy Wagner is going to get in. I'm not just handing out tickets to closers. Like, you know,
I think Wagner was like 1 vote short.
No,
last year he had 73.8% of the vote. So Wagner's
getting in.
Yeah.
He'll be getting in. And Billy Wagner, by the way, if you remember him late in his career with the Red Sox, was incredible. But is he a Hall of Famer?
I feel like I should have had K-Rod because he only like 4 fewer saves than Billy Wagner, but I couldn't put K-Rod because K-Rod was dominant for like 4 years of his career.
To me, K-Rod was somebody baseball fans knew and was part of a winning team. Like, I'd put in K-Rod before Billy Wagner. I'd put in neither, by the way.
I'd put in Rivera.
But I'd put in K-Rod before. Yeah, Rivera I would put in.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how many other closers do you
need? Well, it's like Rivera, Hoffman, and everybody else.
Hoffman?
I don't even know. Hoffman's
maybe.
Hoffman
he's the next
in,
level.
Correct?
Yeah, he's in.
I'm kicking Hoffman out.
Okay.
I'll take
the bus down.
Yeah.
But sorry, dude. You can take the bus home.
You're out of here.
We're not going to melt it down like O.J. Simpson.
I would not have Trevor Hoffman in my Hall of Fame.
So last year, Andrew Jones got 61.6, which he's probably getting in too.
How many more years does he have on the ballot?
2. This is his 8th year.
I bet he'll be a last year guy, which will be super annoying. Yeah. Andrew Jones will spend 10 years on the ballot. He'll finally sneak in the 10th year. That'll be super annoying. Is this Wagner's last year?
Yes, out of all the guys we named, only Wagner is his last year. Unless, of course, you don't get enough votes, and then it's also your last year.
Yeah, but Wagner's going to get in. He almost got in last year. It's his last year. I'm sure Andrew Jones will get in the future. And that, like, to me, that's just cheapening the Hall of Fame by a long shot.
The Grandy man, Curtis Granderson's going to get in?
No one voted for Pedroia. You said Beltran was your closest omission?
Yeah, and then I just double-checked some of the numbers, and I was like, nah, he's very, very good. I agree with Billy. Like, Andy Pettit has that feeling where he had a really good career. I do give you a little boost for the playoffs. Like, I was a yes on Curt Schilling, and it wasn't just regular season numbers. He was a little bit better, I think, regular season than Pettit was.
Well, that's the difference
but
to me between those
But playoffs also pushes
two.
It forward.
Schilling was incredible in the postseason. Yeah.
He's like Cy Young.
Did he win a Cy Young?
I think so. Or did he finish runner-up?
I feel like he might have had a bunch of runners-up.
There might have been
up.
A year where it was like neck and neck between him and Randy Johnson, and Randy Johnson.
Oh, I mean, he finished second here, if I'm not mistaken, with the Red Sox.
He finished second 3 times.
Yeah, I don't think he ever
finished
won
fourth once.
Right.
Yeah, so he never won it. But better regular season.
But Pettit never, like, sniffed I mean, I shouldn't say that, but like, not, I mean, how often did he get Cy Young votes?
All right, he finished second.
Okay.
In 96, fifth in 97, fourth in 2000.
That's already better than I thought.
Sixth in 03 and fifth in 05.
Okay. But like, again, like, was he really a Cy Young candidate 1 year in his career? He was second.
Yeah.
Like, really,
I guess.
A true candidate.
Yeah, he was 21-8 with a 3.87 in 1996.
3.87.
As a young gun.
Gross.
But he was really good in the playoffs. So, I mean, whatever. I don't hate that vote at all. But yeah, as for Pedroia, I think the best argument for him would be sort of the Nick argument on closers, where you say, all right, the last 20 years, who are the best second basemen? Doesn't mean you're a Hall of Famer. I'm saying that's your best argument. You're like, if you want to represent the position, you have, I guess, like Robinson, Cano, Jose Altuve. Some people would make an argument for Chase Utley, not us. But who are your second basemen? Because he was an MVP. And you could say, oh, it was a down year, and I think it was like Carlos Quinton got hurt, he was going to win it, but whatever. Like, he won the MVP. You can't take that away from him.
Look, the best case for Pedroia is, didn't Scott Rolen get in? He's in, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is where
that's true.
Okay, but like, Scott Rolen, the reason he got in is because he was just among the best third basemen for so long. Now, to me, that does not make you a Hall of Famer. He had 316 career home runs. He did win a bunch of gold gloves.
No. Yeah.
He was an all-star a number of times, but like...
No, he's a no for me, but that, I guess, is what you would kind of prop
up. If you're making an argument for Pedroia, that's the argument you make. Well, Scott Rolen's in. Who was a better player, Pedroia or Rolen? You could debate that. Pedroia probably had a higher ceiling and, you know, had a better, stronger peak. But Rolen did it for longer, so you could debate that, but it's the same logic.
Is he was than Biggio?
He was among the best at his position for a long time. Is Pedroia better than Biggio? I'd say no.
People love the versatility of Biggio.
I would not have Biggio in.
No, neither would I, but he's always one of the guys that I always kind of like go to as like, well, if he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. Biggio, I thought, had won an MVP. Biggio did not win an MVP.
No, he had
two
or three top tens, I think.
He had two top fives for sure.
Okay.
I was looking it up. I moved on to Pedroia.
I mean, he played a lot longer, so he has like the counting stats that some people really value in baseball. I don't really as much.
Yeah, but, I kind of look at it as you need to do it for a long time.
Yeah.
You need a really good peak, and you probably need to have mixed in a championship somewhere in there. Like, I
hold that less against baseball players than other sports.
I think the order I gave it in is probably about right. I guess your peak is probably most important, but then there also needs to be some longevity, and I'd like to see you win. And those would be my main three criteria, I think, at the end of the day.
There's also a little bit of an eye test, and we're coming at a spot now where, you know, we're of the age where we've seen every one of these players, like, their whole careers. And, I don't know, like, when... Let's see. Brian McCann was like digging into the box. You're like, oh, there's a Hall of Famer.
No,
of course not.
Okay, well,
but like when Manny Ramirez or Alex Rodriguez were in, like, that's a different
Hall of
Fame vibe. You're like, holy crap, look at this guy.
Even Ichiro, I felt that way.
Yeah.
I never felt that way watching Sabathia, who was a person that we put in as a show composite. I would argue against putting him in.
I did.
But I never was like, that's a Hall of Famer I'm watching in Sabathia. I'm like, that's a really good pitcher.
Yeah.
Not a Hall of Famer.
But Hernandez, I felt that way about. I was like, every time that guy was a hoss, and like those teams weren't all that good. Maybe this is some fantasy baseball.
That was the only reason people went to Seattle every fifth day.
Yeah, no,
King's Corner.
You want to talk?
King's Corner.
he's a little Pedroia-ish.
Yeah.
In that his peak was really good. King Felix's peak was really good. I don't think he did it long enough, which is why I would argue that he's not in. So anyway, the Hall of Fame is going to come out tonight. The official announcement, I believe, at 6:00. You can hear that with Christian Arcand tonight on WEEI. I like that we have four names in, and the name that's most likely to get in tonight, Billy Wagner, we are not voting in as a show.
Right.
I like that. So already we're hopefully going to have a smaller hall than the baseball writers. You'll find that out tonight. I'm sure we'll post those graphics. In fact, we filled out ballots. I think Terp is going to have those on social media shortly.
Very good.
At Jones and Keefe on Twitter.